This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, June 15th. Well, cattle market's getting a bit of a break here. You know, we had a big push down on Monday, and then Tuesday, and we closed about mid-range that day. So, you know, clearly the seller's not willing to hold on to those short positions. And on Tuesday, basically had a quiet kind of chopping around sideways type of day. So it looks like the markets are stabilizing. After kind of a bit of a washout on Monday, we're not getting much follow through at all to the downside. My guess is the markets are going to take a run at the gaps that were left on Monday, and we'll see what happens once we get there. Longer term, you know, June tends to be a low for cattle. Sometimes it stretches into August. With record numbers on feed, we were looking at the likelihood of August being pretty high. And now with this heat over the southern plains that have been parked there for a while, and it looks like it's going to move out temporarily, and then GFS models have them coming back into the south, you know, later into next week, you know, that's going to take a pretty heavy toll on pasture conditions, and it could force another round of herd liquidation. So that's something to keep in mind. We could see a wave of animals coming into the feedlots, a wave of cow slaughter. So, and obviously that would be negative to the markets. The heat obviously is going to be stressing cattle in the feedlots, slowing down some conversions, which could be supportive to the market, could slow down the movement of cattle out of the feedlots, but it basically would just bunch them up and give us a bottleneck a few weeks down the road. So don't really want to see that happen. And obviously you don't want to see stress to the cattle. But the heat is intense, and likely that's happening again at the same time pastures are burning up and forcing more difficult decisions from producers. In the cash trade yesterday, it was very light numbers, but we did see just a slight improvement on the Fed trade at 142, which is up one over last week. Dress trade at 226 was unchanged. Box beef values were lower yesterday, choice down 110 at 269, select down 63 cents at 247. The spread lost 47 cents, we're sitting at 2262. Trade volume was 135 loads. Slaughter volume at 242,000, slowing down a little bit, and that could be partly because of the heat. I don't want to be moving cattle in this kind of intense heat. That is down about 9,000 from last week, but it's still up about 3,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index slipping just a little bit more, down 11 cents. We're sitting at 160.18. So cash trade, yeah, pretty quiet so far this week, which is not unusual. I think that the heat is definitely going to take a toll on conversions, probably slow down movement, and that might help support the cash trade. But if anything, that's just going to back them up and force us to deal with kind of a bottleneck of numbers down the road. So I still look for some pressure to come into this market as we work our way through these big numbers through the summer. A lot of hot temperatures are going to, you know, disrupt marketings. They're going to disrupt consumer demand most likely. So maybe they'll just offset each other. But I think, like I've said before, I think we're in the process of turning the corner here. It's just a matter of getting through the summer, basically, and certainly getting through corn pollination as far as feeder cattle are concerned. Once we have an idea of what our corn crop's going to be, I think the feeders have a much easier time moving higher. So if we do get pullbacks, if the heat comes into the Midwest and sticks around for another few weeks, that's going to wreak havoc with the corn crop. And you're going to see the corn market take a sharp rally. You're going to see the feeder cattle take a sharp drop. That would be your low. That would be a big opportunity for people looking to get long. But we just have to wait and see how that plays out. And we'll know a month from now, we'll probably have a much better idea of what our corn crop is and what the situation is for weather. And we could get a better, much better idea of where we're looking at as far as feeder cattle and then the longer term outlook for lives as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.